Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Joining us here in studio, we have Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How you doing?
Okay, a couple of questions, well, a couple of incidents, unfortunately. I think the one that caught, for me anyway, the most attention was this three people in a car trying to buy marijuana from a dude or some kind of drug from a dude.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to be back home after a week in Milwaukee, or as they say, Milwaukee. sorry, a little Wayne's World for you. On the line with he's laughing at me, not with me. We have Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So you are out of town on one of your many out-of-town duties. You're actually on two fairly important boards, right? And it means you got to go elsewhere in Florida many times a year?
Yeah, six times a year I have to go to different places. They never hold these things in the panhandle for some reason. I guess it's too far of a drive for Miami or something. So, but yeah, I'm in Orlando currently for the Florida Sheriff's Association.
Well, convenient Orlando.
Yeah.
So the Sheriff's Association, you're also on the Medical Examiner's Board. So, you know, overseeing both of those, which we appreciate that service. It's not always fun to have to drive all the way across the state in order to be at some administrative function, but it is something that has to be done, right?
That's it. Somebody has to do it.
You had just a follow-up. You had the incident with the SWAT team last week that we talked about while I was in Milwaukee, the shooting on the Bearcat. Just to follow up on that, all the officers are all your deputies are okay. Anybody experiencing any kind of, I mean, cause getting shot at is just not that common. I mean, you know, people might think that cause they watch cop shows that pulling your weapon, shooting your weapon, getting shot at is like an everyday. And there's a lot of officers that go through their whole careers never having to fire their weapon, right? Or never getting shot at.
Yeah. Yeah. And the majority of, cops don't ever fire their weapon on duty. Now, when you start talking SWAT, that statistic rises drastically.
Sure.
Because, of course, SWAT gets called out to the worst of the worst. So when you dial 911, you get a deputy. When a deputy has to call 911, he gets SWAT.
Yeah.
So it's they don't respond to nice situations.
No, that's an interesting way to think about it. I'd never thought about it that way. That's when the deputies are calling 911. It didn't happen in Santa Rosa County, but it was kind of a big story in North Escambia County. A couple weeks ago, you had a family, a couple of adults riding apparently in the cab of a pickup truck, and then several kids riding in the back.
Yeah.
They went off the road. They had a wreck. You know, the kids were hurt. It was really bad. It's my understanding that minors, you're not even allowed to be without a, like, even in the back seat and or even in the open truck bed. And the only people who are allowed would be, like, over 18 and with a seatbelt. Is that right?
Yeah, and, you know, the pickup trucks, the bed is for cargo,
mm-hmm.
not human beings. And, you know, sometimes you just got to use common sense. And you never know it. And people say, you know, well, we're on private property and blah, blah. And you can do a lot on private property, true. But you roll a truck over with kids in the back and they get killed, private property or no, you can still be charged. So it's just common sense. You don't put kids in the bed of a pickup truck, for the love of God. I mean, you don't do it.
You know, and I know we live in an area, especially in the north end of both counties, where it's kind of like, well, this is the country.
Sure.
Yeah, but this is the country doesn't have to mean this is a bad decision is okay. You know, like, it's right. So, and you know, and one of the things you do driver training, and it's one of the cool courses that Santa Rosa County Sheriff provides. What I try to teach my boys is I will do anything I can to get them to drive safely, because Lord knows young kids don't make great decisions. And the thing that I tell them is, you know, here's the law. Here's what you could lose if you break the law. But let me tell you, if you do something where you're speeding and you're on your phone and you hit a pedestrian and kill him, even if you don't go to jail, which you probably will, even if you don't, you live with that for the rest of your life, and you live with them the rest of your life, and you don't want to have to live with that kind of regret regret avoidance is a great way to teach people how to be safe. Am I wrong?
Oh, no, you're correct, 100%. And also, you know, I try to tell kids when I talk to them, I go to high schools, and, you know, I try to tell them, is any phone call or any text message worth a human being's life?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just the basic way to put it. If a text message is more important than your life or the life of somebody else, then, hey, pick it up. But I don't know of any text messages or phone calls that are that important that they can't wait for you to drive 5 more minutes, get where you're going, and then answer it. So,
and it's just, it's kind of our basic problem psychologically when it comes to driving is we tend to assume the bad thing won't happen, and yet the bad things happen, and you got to think about that and prepare for that so that you can avoid them happening, right?
Yeah, and I hear a lot of kids say, well, I'm a great driver. Well, it's fine. I'm glad you're a great driver, but everybody out there is not a great driver. And you're on a road with a bunch of other people, and a lot of them aren't paying attention. So sometimes stuff happens to you. You can be a great driver, but you can still get hit. So,
and how many? How many times has my life, when I made a mistake, been saved by somebody else being better than they needed to be at that moment? You know, I mean, all the time. It is a cooperative endeavor for sure. Hey, last thing I wanted to ask you about, Sheriff, is you have a rodeo coming up in August. Is that right?
Yeah, we do. So the Star Foundation, which is the Sheriff's Office 501c3, we're trying to raise some money. So up there in Milton, East Milton, right by the Sheriff's Office, we're going to put on a 2-day rodeo, and it's a PBA-sanctioned event. And it's going to be pretty exciting. We're going to have mutton busting for the kids. And, you know, of course, you can come out, watch them ride bulls and horses, and it'll be a great time.
Well, sounds good. And obviously for a good cause for the Star Foundation for helping support the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office in a non-tax-based way, which we always appreciate that. Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, he is in Orlando, not on vacation, but on work for the Sheriff's Association for the state of Florida. Sheriff, as always, I appreciate the time. And, you know what? I did have one question I meant to ask you, because hang on for just a second. I forgot about this.
Sure.
John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about. Traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Perfectly succinct. You and I had a very candid conversation last week about the Secret Service and the assassination attempt on President Trump's life. Of course, Secret Service is going to be testifying today. The director is going to be testifying. And you had some very, very pointed words about the Secret Service based on your history of having been on the protective detail for Ronald Reagan for 4 years in the Air Force. You've had a week to listen, to watch, to think, to reflect, to hear the new information about all the things they were aware of going up to. Yeah. Any thoughts on what we have learned? Any change of position, anything you want to say?
No, you know, and the sad part about all this is the Secret Service is a great organization. They really are. Their leadership needs to be restructured, obviously, because if something like this happens, it starts at the top. It's the same way if one of my deputies do something and get arrested, whatever, the buck stops with me. I'm the leader of the organization. So for this lady to get up and basically try to pawn it off and say, hey, it wasn't us. The SWAT team was supposed to have that building or whatever. It's kind of annoying, you know, not taking responsibility for that. And I think they need to get someone else to run the Secret Service. I just think she needs to go.
I will say, just as an observational matter, you know, you had made the comments about DEI hires and some of the females. And, you know, look, people might have misunderstood that, but like Trump is, what, 6'4 or something? I mean, it takes a big person to physically protect a big person.
Well, and, you know, it's, and I've been called sexist for saying it, but it's not. It, you know, God endowed men with more muscle mass. We're faster. We're stronger. That's just the way God made us. It's not being sexist. And if you look at other people's protective details, people that pay for protection, these movie stars and stuff, you never see a female. It's always big guys walking next to them. Because what happens when you have that guy that's 6'5", 275 pounds, attack your person you're protecting? You can't just shoot them unless they have a gun or a knife. So you have to be able to take care of business. And that's why you see all these big guys walking next to Tom Cruise and all these other people guarding them. So it's not being sexist. It's just being practical. Now, the best person for the job is a female that can shoot great, great physical attributes and everything. I have no problem whatsoever putting her on a protective detail. None whatsoever. But for the leader of the Secret Service to say, we're hiring 30% women. How can you say that?
And even observationally, you had made the comment, like, he's a billionaire. I would think he'd be hiring. I watched him and his protective detail come in every day of the convention. And I never saw a woman on that detail. So,
they fixed that.
I think that changed a little bit. Right.
Yeah. After he almost got killed, that changed really quickly. So, and you'll notice these guys that are protecting all these other people, they're ex-SEALs, Delta Force guys that go into this business, and they're very good at what they do, and that's why they charge so much money to protect people.
Right.
But it's just, I think the Secret Service needs a little restructuring. That's just all I'm saying. For this to happen and so close, 130 yards, I mean, that's just, there's no excuse. None. Whatsoever.
Agreed very much so. Sheriff Bob Johnson, I always appreciate the time, sir. I know you got to get back to your meeting, but thank you for joining us from Orlando. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Take care.
820 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division, for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Culver's knows that everyone appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart. They take great-tasting burgers seriously. Culver's Butter Burger begins as fresh, never-frozen beef seared to perfection, then topped with real Wisconsin cheese and a lightly buttered toasted bun. And for a limited time, the Pretzel House Pub Burger is back. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery is now available with DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
NAS Wedding Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Wedding Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in today at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Whiting Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What's that on your chest, mister?
It's a pledge pin, sir.
A pledge pin! On your uniform!
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down the bright...
We have a ship commissioning, so NAS Pensacola with our deep water port. We're happy to host... or homeported with three Coast Guard cutters, as well as a buoy tender right there. So it's kind of great having all of the five services represented on this installation. But every once in a while, we have the opportunity to have a ship, a brand new ship of the line, come in and get commissioned here. So it's a very big event, a lot of pomp and circumstance, A lot of fancy visitors will be in town. That's great for us to be able to host them. It does create a little bit of a challenge for my security department, as you can imagine, because it will be an open event. And that will, of course, affect the residents on base.
That's Terry Shashady, the commanding officer at NES Pensacola, Captain Shashady Village, as you sometimes hear him referred to. That's his call sign. Talking about the commissioning of the Richard M. McCool coming up September 7th. And there's just, it's, man, it's going to be a big event, I'm telling you. We had to, remember the other one, we were going to commission a boat that wound up getting, I don't remember why that got, it got changed, and I think that got taken out to San Diego to replace the boat that had gotten the fire had started on it. I don't remember why we didn't have the commissioning, but I remember that we were deprived of it. It was kind of a bummer about that.
Actual commissioning is September 7th with some events. Shouldn't really be aware or affect anybody earlier in the week, but the ship is going to pull in earlier that week. It's going to look great, and no kidding, we're going to be able to put on a great event for the ship's commissioning. For those that are into that type of stuff, it is the USS Richard M. McCool, LPD 29.
Yeah, looking forward to that. It's going to be a great time. 8:25 on News Radio Pensacola. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
If you're at Cervantes and Palafox Street, east-west, north-south direction at that intersection, you're going to see delays backing way up, so just be aware of that. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you know, you're kind of wondering what you should do, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they'll take good care of you. Christina just, she just loves to meet people, to talk with people, to share her knowledge about real estate with people. She says she's kind of a nerd about it, and she likes that. And I know people appreciate that, the detail-oriented, the knowledge base, and, you know, obviously her kind of like willingness to do all the little things to make sure that the right big thing happens. Because a lot of times it's stuff that everybody knows they're supposed to do, and she just does. Like, I remember she'd tell me one time that, you know, when a house wouldn't sell, like she'd have an open house and they wouldn't get offers. Or somebody come look at a house and she didn't get an offer. She would call them or call the realtor and say, you know, why didn't they make an offer? And then she'd wait for an answer. Well, the price was this, or it didn't look right, or they thought this. And she's like, okay. Because if she could learn something she could fix for next time, then she would. Or if it was something they could work on, like, well, you know, honestly, I think our seller would be, you know, willing to change on that, or, you know, we could fix that. Oh, because you can maybe turn not a sale into a sale. You're like, well, that's obvious. Doesn't everybody do that? No, that's the point. So many people know, quote unquote, that they're supposed to do stuff, and then they don't actually do it because they just don't, and she does. All the little things add up. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Oh, I have a giveaway to do today. I've been forgetting about this. I have a pair of tickets to Disney's Descendants, the most notorious villains, Maleficent, the Evil Queen, Cruella de Vil, and Jafar, have children. And they all attend Audubon Prep, a school for the children of heroes and royalty, where they have to decide where their loyalties lie with their villainous parents or forging their own destiny. That sounds like kind of an interesting performance. So this will be July 19th through August 4th at PLT, and I have a pair of tickets. So you can be caller number, I won't make you sing a Disney song, although I'm tempted to, just be caller number 437-1620, 437-1620 to win those tickets. And you can talk to John and get your information to him. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Vice President Kamala Harris reaching out to supporters for the first time as a presidential candidate last night. She sent out an email saying she's eager to run on the record of what President Biden and her accomplished together. She has been endorsed by the Democratic delegations from five states so far. It's been a few days now since that big tech glitch that triggered global outages, and the fallout apparently still continuing today. Cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike said a Microsoft update was to blame for taking businesses offline and grounding flights on Friday. And as of today, there are still some flights being impacted as airlines are trying to catch up. FlightAware puts the number of cancellations today at about 800 still. And cast members at Disneyland in California.
You mean they're not running on Microsoft Windows 3.1?
Apparently not. They've upgraded to Windows 95.
I still can't believe that's what protected Southwest is. They were basically running on, you know, vacuum tubes and carrier pigeons.
I cannot believe anybody would be running on 3.1, you know, in 2024.
Totally impervious, unhackable. Go on.
Cast members at Disneyland in California have voted in favor of authorizing a strike. Four unions representing 14,000 employees announced on Friday 99% of their members voted in favor of the strike. They say they're looking for fair wages, seniority increases, and a fair attendance policy. Negotiators there are expected to meet again with representatives from the unions this week.
I don't know how much you watched of the convention, but did you happen to watch the balloon drop at the end of the Trump speech?
I don't think I saw that, no.
Oh, my God.
Had to be incredible.
I don't know if this is true, but the number that I heard bandied around in the kind of the press area was 18,000 balloons. It was enormous. I put a video of it up on a Facebook page because it was like just kept going and going. And then they had the giant gold ones that were like the size of the yoga balls, you know, or whatever. I mean, it was it was pretty stunning visually.
And somewhere in a back corner was the janitorial staff saying, no.
And I saw people taking them away. I was like, do I want to take? I'm like, what would I do with that? But what made me laugh is remember how the family was up on stage for a long time. I mean, they had to stand there a long time for, I mean, it might have been a half hour as they were just standing there milling about and being at the end of the thing. And it cracked me up because I think it was Don Jr., one of his kids, or Eric. I can never keep, I actually have trouble telling Eric and Don Jr. apart. I don't know. Blame me if you want. One of their kids, maybe like 12 or so, kept kicking the balloons, which is absolutely what I would have. And you could see his dad kept telling him, stop doing that, son. And then he'd go back and kick the balloons some more. And then, stop doing that. Brother, let him kick the balloons. Let freedom reign. No big deal. It's just fun. That's just being a kid. It was such a human moment, though. It was so funny.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Harris is rounding up support to run for president with her boss dropping out of the race.
The president endorsed his vice president. She says she will earn the party's nomination. President Biden won more than 3,800 delegates by nearly sweeping his party's primaries and caucuses. But with him now out of the race, those pledged delegates are free to vote for any candidate who emerges. The DNC had planned to nominate President Biden ahead of the party's convention with a virtual roll call in early August.
Fox Jared Halpern, Trump senior campaign advisor Jason Miller.
Kamala Harris was the chief enabler for all of this. So there are some real answers that are owed to the American public here. What did Kamala Harris know, and when did she know it?
He was on Fox and Friends. Former President Trump suggests the Republican Party should be compensated for time and money spent running against President Biden. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. 77 degrees right now, mostly cloudy skies this morning. Well, an 11-month-old child was saved after a near-drowning incident in Destin over the weekend. That happened at the Noriego Point Public Beach Access in Okaloosa County. A family member performed CPR until the Coast Guard arrived and they took over. EMS was able to revive the child before taking them to the hospital. Right now, there's no word on that child's current condition. Local divers asking Escambia County to purchase an old ocean liner to create a new artificial diving reef. The county is looking at the SS United States, a 1,000-foot retired vessel that's longer than the Titanic. Local divers say it'd be a big boost for tourism.
There was a study done after sinking of the Oriskany, a couple years after sinking of the Oriskany, that stated that if we'd had a companion ship similar, that our net revenue income from the tourism would be even greater. So I know that it will definitely increase tourism for our area.
And that is Carrie Freeland, the Dive Pros of Pensacola president. And he's actually raising some money for this cause to contribute to it. It would cost about $10 million to get the vessel here and then to sink it. The goal would be to sink it at a depth that would be easy for recreational drivers to see and enjoy. The County Marine Advisory Committee will be discussing that issue tonight. They meet at 5:30. A Gulf Breeze home was reportedly struck by lightning over the weekend. Luckily, the damage was minimal. It happened at a home on Chanticleer Circle in Gulf Breeze Saturday morning. Nobody was home at the time. A family member did stop by the house later in the day, noticed damage on the chimney, then smelled smoke inside. Firefighters checked the attic. They found charred wood where the lightning had apparently struck. They say the insulation had been sprayed with a flame retardant material and that prevented further damage. Florida Senator Rick Scott taking steps to force President Biden out of office as soon as possible.
The Republican senator, who is also running for re-election, posted on X that he will introduce a resolution this week urging the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment, allowing for the administration to push for the president's removal. According to Scott, Biden shouldn't be running our country if he can't run for re-election. Scott adds that Biden remaining in office poses a threat to our national security. Karen Curtis, Miami.
A Milton woman now facing charges for allegedly stealing more than $1.3 million from a local electric business. 45-year-old Jessica McKinnon is now charged with fraud and larceny. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office says McKinnon worked as a bookkeeper for Paul Patrick Electric Incorporated from 2019 until 2023. During that time, they say she had access to the company's finances. Investigators say she would take money and shift it around to other accounts to disguise the stolen money. She was arrested last week and has since been released from jail. And it is nearly 8:35 now. Let's go ahead and get a look at our traffic on the fives. John Pickens, what are you seeing?
Well, it's brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. I-10, I-110 flowing again smoothly this morning. Just one little accident. If you're on Highway 29 and East Kingsfield Road, it is way off to the side of the road, and I'm just seeing minor delays associated with that one. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing scattered showers and thunderstorms as we go throughout the day today. 70% chance of rain. High today staying a little bit lower than average near 88 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For your Tuesday, another 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 89. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 77 in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Chinese electric vehicle maker XPeng has established project houses for engineers in partnership with Volkswagen to accelerate the development process of new EV architecture. The warehouses are aimed at helping both parties begin production for configuration of electronic components, modules, and network within a vehicle 2 years from now. Volkswagen plans to use its new architecture for intelligent and electric cars to make more affordable EVs in its biggest market. Twisters took first place at the domestic box office with just over 80 million in ticket sales during its opening weekend. It's about 30 million more than analysts initially expected. At number two, Despicable Me 4 with another 24 million. And in third place, Pixar's Inside Out 2, boasting a global total of 1.4 billion. Futures are slightly higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials lost 377. The NASDAQ lost 144. That's your money now.
And taking a look at our quick look at our markets, the Dow is up right now 148 at 4436. The S&P up 45 points at 5550. And the NASDAQ is up 210 points at 17937. Your next news at 9, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Why do you love your favorite pair of jeans? What keeps you connected to your oldest friends? How do you know that the solution you seek is right for you? The answer is simple. It's the fit. And at Pinair Credit Union, we believe your finances should fit you perfectly. It's the right checking account for how you spend your time and money. It's the right loan for where you are and where you're headed next. It's local banking that's as comfortable as your favorite pair of jeans. Join us at Pinair.org. You'll fit right in. Pinair Credit Union is insured by NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
2017. According to a witness, Congressman Matt Gaetz has sex with a 17-year-old girl. His wingman later tells investigators that Gaetz had sex with the underage girl and knew she was getting paid. Because your daughters are never safe with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola. Heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right. So the topic. Topic for the day today, in the frivolous topic, which is when we talk about things that we know don't matter but are still fun anyway, is tell me something, could be an around the house, but most likely an around the house. Tell me something around the house that needs to be fixed, but you just put up with it instead. Because the inconvenience of performing the fix or of paying for it or whatever, like you just live with it, okay? And don't text me your wife or your husband. Somebody's like, Andrew, I got an answer for you. Yeah, I don't want to end any marriages today on the air. Off the air, fine, sure, whatever. 841-437-1620, 437-1620. Tell me something that you put up with instead of fixing, even though you really know, man, I probably ought to fix that. John, you have anything that comes to mind for you?
The light in my office.
Tell me more.
You know, when you flip it on, it takes a while, and sometimes it decides not to come on.
I see. Is it an LED bulb? Because those are slow to respond sometimes.
Oh, this is slow.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it just kind of, it's like you're taking a chance. Like, magic 8-ball, tell me whether I'm going to get light today or not.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. But you don't fix it because...
You know, I don't really need it in the office. You know, just the glow of the computer screen
is enough. Okay, all right. You just talk yourself into preferring, you know, to live like a caveman. I got screen lighting working for me. Worst case scenario, I bring in the portable from the garage. 437-1620, 437-1620. somebody says, "Dang it, Andrew, you beat me to my joke about, you know, I put up with the wife because right. Yeah, okay, instead of fixing her." running toilet. Oh man.
Oh.
See, now, okay, toilets are really easy, actually. Toilets, I've repaired a lot of toilets in my day, and I am not a home repair guy. Like, if there's profanity in the house, it's because I'm doing home repairs. That's where I am at, okay? And I'm still working on that. I mean, I've been a Christian a long time, but I've been swearing longer than I've been a Christian. so if I'm doing home repairs, I'm probably really trying hard to get better about this. But anyway, so the running toilet is not the hard one. The dripping faucet. Oh. And you know what? A lot of times, it's just fine in replacing the O-ring, okay? And it, mm-hmm. But I have faucets in my house that are just, it's just not, everything I know to do is not working. And at a certain point, you're like, I've done all the things. It's unfixable. You know, get a new house. Like, I don't know how to fix it. So, 437. I mean, it's just, you know, this is not a call the plumber kind of problem. It's just not big enough, but it's like, So, yeah, I'm with you. I understand the running toilet one. My husband, you texted. Mm-hmm. What's the thing that you put up with that's broken? 437-1620 landscaping light bulbs.
I'll agree. I'll agree on that one.
The ceiling fan, it's going to just fly off one day. You know, in my whole life, I have never heard of a person being injured by a random flying ceiling fan. But there are some ceiling fans that test your belief. Rock back and forth and cookie, you know, you're like, that's going to have to kill the cat one day. And no, it just never does. They just last forever. I don't know why. It's weird, but I understand. Changing the light bulbs in the super high kitchen ceiling. Oh, same. I love having high ceilings in the house. Love it. Like, I would never want to live in a house again that's just got 8-foot ceilings. It feels like I'm living in a jail cell or something. But I will tell you that the downside of having high ceiling, especially in the kitchen, is those can lights that you got up there. And you're like, I got to get on a ladder, and then I got to stand on the table, and then I got to use a retractable claw to reach that thing. And you're like, there's only 3 of them that are out. It's not that bad. I got a light on my phone. I don't really need to fix those. And then once you do, you're like, oh, this is so much better. Whoa, I can read again. 8:45 here on News Radio Pensacola. Tell me something that you don't fix that you know you need to, but you just put off, something around the house probably, that you just put up with because it's easier to put up with it. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
If you're on Brent Lane and the intersection of Brent Lane and Palafox Street, you're going to see some delays both in the north and southbound lanes. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you are thinking about getting another skill, taking a different occupation, or maybe you've got kids that are, you know, in high school and you want to put them through dual enrollment, I'm telling you, Pensacola State College is a great resource. We have three boys. Two of them have already gone through PSC, and they are in university, and they went to dual enrollment, so that means that they didn't have to pay for it. They took college credit classes that also counted for high school credit, and they went to university with a year and a half of credit under their belt. So they're way ahead, okay? And we have a third one is going to start doing that soon. And it's just, I mean, it's a wonderful experience because it's a chance to kind of get your feet wet when you don't have to go, you know, full-time as a college student. Also, they're teachers instead of just researchers who also teach. I mean, I've taught in both environments. I know the difference between the teachers and university professors. And, you know, their willingness to work with you on different things you might need, accommodate your, you know, unique needs, and also class schedule, like different sections, different times, different days. There's all kinds of variety because, you know, they only teach so many courses, so there's lots of chance to offer different sections of that. It's a very user-friendly experience. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton Century, South Santa Rosa Center, Downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at PensacolaState.edu. Back to the frivolous topic of the day, which is tell me something that's broken that you put up with instead of fixing because it's just, you know, the prospect of fixing it is too much and or just the inconvenience is not that is worse than the idea of trying to fix it. 437-1620, 437-1620. The garbage disposal. He just took it out. I love that. Oh, that's not that hard of a one to do, though. You could do it. The ceiling fan in the dining room. The lights work, but it does not spin. Oh, but yeah, replacing a ceiling fan. And I have done that, and it's doable. I'll put it that way. It's doable. It's not the most fun thing you're ever going to do. Let's see. No matter what I do to try to fix it, my wife of 6 years still does not know how to load a dishwasher correctly. You know, you could do the dishes, sir. If it's important to you, you could do the dishes. I will tell you. I do the dishes in our house because I'm the cook in our house, so I do the dishes. It's no big deal. You could do it if you're going to complain. Somebody here says, what kind of engineer did you say your wife was? You're the best. You're so funny. Industrial engineer. So she's a numbers and spreadsheets. She tells you who to fire. How to increase efficiency. By the way, best choice I ever made, marrying my wife. Worst choice I ever made, marrying an industrial engineer. You know, you could probably do that a little bit better if you did it this way. Mm-hmm. No, but it's a blessing. It's just 26 years. I love her so much. TV remote. Just keep smacking it till the button works. Oh, how about when it's like running low on battery? How long do you wait till you actually replace the battery? An 18-second fix, and yet you know, like, well, but I can just press the button 3 or 4 times. It's not that big of a deal. You know, I'll just put up with it because it's too much work to walk all the way over to the den or wherever you keep your batteries. 437-1620. There's a clock that's too high over the fireplace. It's displaying 942. In a few months, it'll be correct. All you need is the minutes anyway. The refrigerator light, I can understand. Oh, I replaced the element on a stove recently that we'd put up and put up and put up and put up with that. And finally, my wife's like, are we going to fix this? I'm like, I guess. And it was easy. So I feel, and it was a little more complicated than just the old, like, type you pull out and put in. Anyway, but I felt pretty good about that. I didn't even swear. That was the first time I did a home repair, and I didn't swear at all. 437-1620, 437-1620. What is this? Oh, the light bulb changer kit with attachments. This has got to be a joke, I assume. Maybe not. I'm such a Neanderthal, McKay. Fair enough. Wood rot on the outside door trim. Oh, this. It's the little things around the house where you're like, that's not right, but what am I going to have to do to fix that? My tankless hot water heats, but it creates a racket and is heard four houses away. It's $2,000 to $3,000. Yeah, they're expensive to replace. They sure are. Changing the air conditioning filter. No, do that. You're ruining your air conditioner. That's going to cost you thousands instead of costing you $10,000. Change your filter. Change your filter. Don't put up with that. That's bad. That's really, 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 really bad. For some reason, spinning their battery inside the remote makes it work instead of replacing batteries. That's true. Shake them up a little bit. That'll limp you along. That's like continuing to push on the toothpaste to get that last little bit. Cracked tile in the bathroom from 8 years ago. Oh, man, I feel you. I know. Because some of these things, they just seem like such a big deal. I have a dishwasher that doesn't drain properly. So instead of either replacing the dishwasher or figuring out how to put it at a better angle so it does work, I just clean out the gunk every month or two. I don't know. There's a broken section in the middle of the dishwasher silverware rack. So I just learned to put the spatulas and things with big handles in there so they don't fall through. Cracked drawers and plastic door on the refrigerator. That's one. An oil leak in my car that I feel like, you know, it's a 180,000 mile car. It's gonna have an oil leak. It's a Honda. It'll last forever, but it's gonna drip a little. You know, and that's just the way it is. 850 on News Radio Pensacola. The flag on my mailbox doesn't raise all the way up, but who needs to send mail anyway? Nothing I won't fix, but chip paint on doorways is the one thing I'm like, eh. And replacing my water heater that worked perfectly, but homeowner's insurance said it was nearing 20 years old and replaced her. They dropped my coverage. Oh, that's a real thing. And by the way, not 20, but 10. 10 years is the new normal for all of that, by the way. 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
This summer, get beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Got mail.
It's become too commonplace, not assassinations, but to talk about it. For example, you know, the January 6th, the attack on the Capitol.
You had Joe Biden doing what turns out to have been his last major interview before dropping out of the race. Still the president, of course. I assume he'll still do interviews, although I don't know, will he or won't he now? I don't really know. But talking with Lester Holt last week, had not had a chance to really go over this too much. Did it somewhat in the 5 o'clock hour. But I thought Lester asked him some fair questions.
Let's talk about the conversation this has started, and it's really about language, what we say out loud and the consequences of those. You called your opponent an existential threat on a call a week ago. You said it's time to put Trump in the bullseye. There's some dispute about the context, but I think you appreciate the words.
I didn't say crosshairs. I was talking about focus on. Look, the truth of the matter was what I guess I was talking about at the time was there's very little focus on Trump's agenda.
Yeah, the term is bullseye.
It was a mistake to use the word. I didn't say crosshairs. I meant bullseye. I meant focus on him. Focus on what he's doing.
Yeah, but you did say it. And you had the right impulse to apologize for it, but then he kind of talked himself out of apologizing for it by the, distraction of I didn't say crosshairs.
Focus on his policies. Focus on the number of lies he told in the debate. There's a whole range of things that, look, I'm not the guy that said I want to be a dictator on day one. I'm not the guy that refused to accept the outcome of the election. I'm not the guy who said that won't accept the outcome of this election automatically. You can't only love your country when you win. And so the focus was on what he's saying and, the idea.
Yeah, but I think Lester's raising that good question. And so we'll see whether the rhetoric, what is the rhetoric from Kamala Harris? What is the rhetoric from whoever winds up being the nominee, which, of course, now is a little bit of an open question. We'll see. 8:56 here on News Radio Pensacola. We got John Pickens, the traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. Seeing some delays at the Davis and Olive intersection, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. He even talked about, he asked him, have you taken a step back to see whether you're part of the problem? And, he's basically says, no, he's a threat to democracy. But I thought this was an interesting observation that the president made in this interview.
I've never seen a circumstance where you ride through certain rural areas of the country and people have signs there, big Trump signs with middle signs saying F Biden and a little kid standing there putting up his middle finger. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that is just inflammatory and a kind of viciousness. It's a very different thing than to say, look, I really disagree with Trump's the way he takes care of taxes, the way he wants a $5 trillion tax cut for people who are making a lot of money next time around. Doesn't focus on working class people.
Okay, so on the one hand, I want to agree with him, right? There has been a gradual, not sudden decay in civility and kids throwing the finger. And I agree, that's bad. But I think for a lot of those folks, they're like, yeah, but have you seen the price of ground beef lately? Have you seen the price of gasoline lately? I go to the grocery store, I do the grocery shopping, and just yesterday I was like, good Lord, eggs again? Butter again? Good Lord, Biden. Because, I know it's not all on him, but it did happen under him. And so that's where that is coming from, is that terrible frustration with what they're seeing around them. He did have what I thought was the most interesting, not a gaffe.
Former president has seen a series of legal wins recently. You've actively campaigned on his legal woes. Can you do anything like that anymore?
Sure, I can talk about what I think is appropriate. What I think is appropriate. I think the Supreme Court made a terrible decision. I think the justices he appointed have, in fact, been the most conservative. And I would argue, if you survey constitutional scholarship, they seem out of touch with what the founders intended.
If I'm the Trump campaign, this is my new ad.
I think the justices he appointed have, in fact, been the most conservative.
This ad brought to you by Donald Trump. I would think you're going to see that quote on the campaign trail. Hey, if you're thinking about a used car or the next car, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used vehicles. 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition. They give you Carfax with the price sheet so you know the maintenance and repair history of the car to the degree that it has been reported. It's a great starting point for understanding a used car. But seriously, try a bunch of different vehicles so that you know what you're buying before you buy it. Frontier, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Buffalo on Parkway.
Dependable.